My, oh my, what a crazy laugh I have. You see, I'm Tina, the laughing hyena. You can see me if you look at the first picture in your teletalkie. My, oh my, I wish I didn't have such a funny laugh. I think I'll go out and see if I can find someone who laughs better than I do. And maybe I can learn to laugh like them. If you'd like to come with me, just turn your teletalkie to the next picture whenever I whistle. Like this. There! You should be on channel number 2. That's Henry the Horse. Say, Mr. Horse, I'm looking for a good laugh. What's yours like?
Well now, if you're looking for a laugh, I have one that'll suit you fine. There, that's mine.
Thanks just the same, Mr. Horse, but I'm afraid that laugh is a little too loud for me. Well, here's a cute little rabbit. Would you laugh for me, little fellow?
I'll be very happy to. But if you'll notice, my ears are tall, and yet you see my mouth is small, so I don't laugh very loud at all. That's it, that's all.
My, my, much too soft for me, I'm afraid. But thank you just the same. There's a slow-moving creature. It must be a snail. How do you laugh, Mr. Snail?
Laugh? How do I laugh, you say? I laugh with my mouth. There's no other way.
A little too slow for me, I'm afraid. Well, there's Punky the monkey. Everyone likes a monkey. His laugh ought to be a good one.
Sure, I'm Punky the monkey. Everyone likes me. I hope you like the way I laugh. It's very easy, you see. Just like this.
Now that's too fast, much too fast. Oh my, would I ever find the right laugh for me? Let's turn our teletalkie over to the other side, along with this record, and we'll keep trying. My goodness, look at that great big elephant. He's so big, he must have a wonderful laugh. Would you laugh for me, Mr. Elephant?
I beg your pardon. I'm not in the habit of laughing just because someone tells me to.
But you see, I'm looking for a laugh for myself. Won't you help me out?
Oh, that's different. Here, how do you like this?
Oh, my, no, I'm afraid not. Too deep for a little animal like me. Much too deep, I'm afraid. I don't seem to be getting anywhere.
Maybe I could help you.
You? Why, you're just a tiny little ant. What kind of a laugh would you have?
I may be small, just as you say, but I work hard the livelong day. And then when all my work is done, that's when I laugh and have my fun.
Well, you're very kind to offer to help me, little ant, but your laugh is too high and squeaky for an animal like me. Thank you just the same. My goodness, there's a black animal with a white stripe down his back. I wonder if he laughs very much.
You bet I laugh. I have lots of fun. When people see me, watch them run. The joke's on them. It's easy to tell. You see, I'm a skunk, and I smell.
So you do. You laugh too much. I just can't seem to find the right laugh anywhere. But I'll try once more. Well, a dog. But such a sad-looking dog.
I'm a hound dog.
Would you let me hear you laugh?
Laugh? I never laugh. I'm too sad.
Never laugh? Never at all? Here, I'll tickle you. Maybe that will help.
No.
You really can't laugh. How terrible. No laugh at all. And all those other animals. Too loud, too soft, too low, too high. You know, maybe my laugh isn't so bad after all. Now I'm sure of it. My laugh is the best laugh. The best laugh of any of them. For me, that is. That's the way I laugh all day. That's Tina, the laughing hyena's way.